Now, as we were discussing earlier with Micheál Martin, petrol and diesel are set to rise in price from midnight tonight as last year's cuts to government excise duties start to be unwound. Petrol will go up by 6 cents a litre, diesel by 5. Two more increases in excise are planned for later this year. The Consumers Association of Ireland is asking the government to defer the changes to at least the end of the year. We're joined by its chairperson, Michael Kilcoyne. Michael, thank you for taking our call. I don't know if you heard Micheál Martin explaining the rationale for unwinding of the excise cuts of last year. The essential argument seems to be that fuel prices have come down significantly to where they were a year ago. And in terms of broader cost of living challenges, the government would prefer to focus it on those areas where there are continuing pressures. What do you make of that?
Well, yes, fuel prices has come down, Brian. But the fact is the government have much more cash in their coffers than they had when the excise duty cut was imposed. We have a situation where the Exchequer has billions of euro, and yet they want to take a further, in total, almost 20 cents between the three increases off people, many of whom are on fixed income. And the problem is that it might be okay in Cork, where Micheál Martin is from, or Dublin, where the Taoiseach is from, but in rural Ireland, people have to use a car. There are places here where a bus only comes once a day, maybe a train two or three times a day. And the fact is that for people to go to the post office and to go to their doctor, they have to use their car. There is no other way of travelling. And many of these people, like pensioners, people with disabilities, carers and so on, they're on fixed income. And here they reinstate this penal tax, is what I call it, on people who don't have an alternative except to pay it. And it's not right and it's not fair.
What's going to be the impact? I know there's no such thing as a typical motorist, a typical car user, but can you give, because you know, when you say 6 cent or 5 cent increase, that really doesn't tell the story. What in terms of somebody's weekly or monthly budget might it mean as an increase?
Well, it could be up to an additional 40 euro per month, depending on how much travel they have to do, because most people in rural Ireland have to use their car to travel to work. That's every day. If they go to the doctor and so on, they have to use their car. The reality is that this tax is going to contribute to everything across the economy, because all the goods to the supermarket, to your local supermarket, they're carried by road. If the cost of diesel is going up, as it will, then that means that somebody is going to have to pick up the tab. At the end of the day, the consumer will pay higher prices. If the trucking company has to pay additional money because of excise duty, then they're going to pass it on to their customers. There is no other way around it. That means that it will contribute to price inflation.
The increase tonight looks like it will go ahead, but there are two further increases penciled in for later in the year. What would you be saying about how the government might monitor the situation in the run-up to those increases taking effect?
Well, it seems to me that it doesn't make much difference whether government monitor things or not, because they appear to do what they want to do. And they don't mind the fact that people who can ill afford to pay these costs, they're just struggling. Sometimes it's a choice in the last winter, and it'll be the same in this winter, whether they put on their heat or whether they go to bed early because to stay warm, because they don't have the money and the resources to pay these additional costs. Food prices will go up as a result of this. We know that for a fact. Right. And they can talk about monitoring them. It's no use. We know they're going to go up.
Michael Kilcoyne of the Consumers Association, thank you very much for that.